Being a straight white dude that likes Trump but is only into liberal women.
What?
Being a straight white dude that likes Trump but is only into liberal women.
Brother, what's that? What's that, brother?
Dude, why?
It's a lot like being in the closet. Because it's like they're going to ask you about it eventually. And you have to say what we all say, which is, I don't really follow politics.
There's levels to this, man. You got to be discreet. You got to be really good at it. And it's not that hard once you get used to it. You just, like, lie a lot.
What?
But you just, like, lie a lot.
Just like a woman.
If you can just lie really well, really well to liberal women and just, like, make them think that you aren't really into politics, then everything works out. It's totally fine.
I know I'm a gay girl, but I'm still a girl's girl. So I'm just putting this video out there for you guys. That man said that. So there's his face. And now you know to avoid him. And you guys got to keep that in mind. Go past their Twitters. Go on their Facebooks. If you're talking to a guy and you don't want him to be a Trump supporter, just know they are most likely lying about it.
So shut up.
Now, I do not condone lying to get into a woman's pants, but if you think about it, sweetie, what this guy is doing isn't that different from a woman going in front of a priest, saying, for better or worse,
lies!
For richer or poorer,
deceptions!
Until death do us part,
every day, more lies!
Then divorcing her husband because all she really wanted was cash and prizes in the divorce.
Propaganda tool.
Or how some women lie to the cops about men doing bad things to them, knowing that could ruin a man's life and that being their actual intention. So yeah, what this guy is doing is cringe and I condemn it, but I think he learned it from you lovely ladies.
Randy, we're so close. Who would be breaking in?
A criminal. Who's probably male.
Okay.
Yeah, I admit it, sweetie. You got me. Still doesn't change the fact that you need a good man to protect you from a bad man, but sure, whatever. Now answer me this. Who's most likely to terminate their own healthy baby before he's even born because being a parent is too much of an inconvenience and it's her body, her choice? Okay, got it.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but ladies, stop pursuing men. Guys will be like, oh, I love when a girl asks me out. No, you don't. Yeah, it's flattering. You like the attention and all of that, but you don't really want to be pursued. Dating is so confusing now. Men are like, well, I need some kind of consent. And women are so strong and independent that they're like, well, I should go after what I want. Like, yeah, modern dating is weird.
Sweetie, let me mansplain the situation to you. The non-Chad normies stop pursuing you because a lot of you lovely ladies don't put out for them. And at the end of the day, you don't really want them pursuing you anyway, because if you did, you wouldn't have this problem. Now, the Chads don't pursue you because most of you lovely ladies actively pursue them, hoping to get a spot on their rosters.
Yep, sometimes I gotta beat the ladies off with a stick. Back, woman! Back, I said!
So yeah, the dating market is weird because you lovely ladies are in charge of it. And as far as I'm concerned, you can stay in charge. It makes my job a whole lot easier.
This is the perfect example of invisible labor because invisible labor doesn't actually mean you cannot see the work. The term invisible labor itself actually is representative of unpaid, unseen, or undervalued work. Because here's the thing about invisible labor. Typically, it's women doing this work. It is women doing the invisible labor. And it's not that men don't know this work exists. They absolutely know this work exists. It's that they just don't think it's very valuable.
Because it isn't valuable.
What?
housework isn't invisible labor. It's called being a functional adult. And the fact that a lot of you lovely ladies claim that doing housework is just the same as having a real job is not only false, it's pathetic.
How dare you!
Sweetie, most of us men can clean the house within 30 minutes or an hour. The reason why a lot of you lovely ladies think housework is labor is because you're bad at it. So get good or get a job.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said-